Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Bechoras Daf Nun. We begin at the Mishnah and Tesum at base, six lines from the bottom. So the pasuk about Pidyon HaBen reads like this: Uftuyav miben chaydash tifta. You meant to do the Pidyon starting from a month old. Be'erkecha kesev chamesha shekel. It's meant to be five shekelim b'shekel hakodesh. Esrim geruhu. Each shekel comprised of 20 ger. Now, before we begin, we're meant to know that the shekel that we find in the chumash corresponds to the term selah, the coin selah that we find throughout the Mishnayos. And both relate to a currency called manetzuri. So we got to know the value, right? How much is the shekel hakodesh? How much is this selah worth? So based on the currency of those days, there was this highly regarded, highly valuable currency which was minted in the town of Sur. That's the seaside city of Tyre in Lebanon, which apparently was the primary coinage center. And they minted this special, unique, pure silver coin called Selat Suri, right? Suri from Tsur. And that's going to be the benchmark to provide the value, to give us an understanding of value of the Shekel HaKodesh found in the Torah. Okay, it's in contrast to Kesef Medina, which we'll discuss later, which was a less valuable line of currency, which was worth merely a fraction, an eighth of the Tzuri currency, which is not what we talk about in the Torah. That's regarding other matters. But here, when the Torah speaks about Chomesh Shekolim, which, as we said, Shekel is synonymous with Sela in the Mishnayos here, it has the value of that Sela Tzuri. Chomesh Slam Shel Ben, says the Mishnah, the five Sela that you give to the Kohen in exchange for your newborn son, based on which value? B'mana Tzuri, based on the mana that they had in Tzur. Now mana, according to most Farshim, is merely a weight. There's no coin called a mana. It's a weight corresponding to 100 dinar. Dinar, again, and zuz are synonymous. And the Sela Tzuri was valued at 4 zuz. So a mana Tzuri at 100 zuz, comprised of 25 Sela, five of the Sela is meant for Pidyon HaBen. Chomesh Shlem Shel Ben B'mana Tzuri. So based on that currency, on that value. Likewise, the payments we have throughout the Torah, Shloishim, the 30 you have to pay Shel Eved, if the bull gores and kills the Eved, 30 shekel, that's based on this Sela as well, 30 Sela Tzuri. Likewise, the Chamishim Shel Oynes, the 50 for the Oynes, V'shem Mefata, for the Mefata, Meiz Shem Meitz Shemra, the 100 for the Meitz Shemra. So the Oynes is the fellow who was forcibly involved with a woman. Mefata, he seduced, Meitz Shemra, spread bad rumors. So all these payments are meant to be issued kulam b'shekel hakodesh, based on shekel hakodesh value, which corresponds to the b'mana tzuri, which, as we said, is comprised of 25 selah, so 50 of which are given for the einus, etc., etc. V'kulan niftin b'kesef b'shava kesef, meant to know all these payments can be issued in cash b'kesef, or even b'shava kesef, something of value which corresponds to that value. But there's one exception to this: chutz min hashkolim, except when you're paying the machzis hashekel annually, that's meant to be done cash only. Now, in the later generations, the Chacham sought to sort of peg a value based on the currency which was prevalent in their days. So how much is, in fact, the monetzuri? Amar Rabbi Yasi, monetzuri, exactly the way it is today. So in his days, they still had the monetzuri in circulation, and it's the exact same value. Rabbi Ami Omar has a different point of reference. Dinar Arvo, this Arabian dinar. Okay, so that is the Selat Suri, five of which go to Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Chanina Omer, he says the Selat discussed in the Mishnah corresponds to the value of an Istara, certain kind of Selat, Sarsia, Rashi says old, an aged coin. Tesis learns Sasuria from Syria. So five of these, the Mizdavna, which are sold to money, eight of them Bidinara, in exchange for a certain kind of gold coin. So that's how you know which seller we're talking. Five of those go for Pidyon HaBen. خمش مناية, five of those, لبين نبين. Do you enter next Amud? Rabbi Yechon Amar. He has a different currency that he relates to. He says, Dinara, Rashi learns, Dinara here means a gold coin, a unique gold coin, Hadriana, which was engraved with the form of Adrianus, the ruler, the Caesar, Tiriana, or of Tiriana Caesar. Shayafa, Rashi learns, the form had already been rubbed out, it was an old coin. The Mizdavna, which can be exchanged for 25 zuzi, 25 silver coins of Tzur, Be'esra Mechamisha zuzi. So this 25 zuz coin, so to speak, is a little bit more than you need for Pidin HaBen, because for Pidin HaBen you only need 5 sela, each one having 4 dinar. This is 25. So Dal Minay Shitusa, reduce a sixth of this value of this gold 25er, V'hanach, and the remainder of the Pidin HaBen will be for Pidin HaBen. Ask the Gemara, but your numbers are not accurate, because a sixth of 25 is 4 and a 6, so you're still above 20. Hani esrim v'chad, you can end up with 21. The key means minus. Danka, a sixth havi, it will be. So it's 20 plus 5, 6, which is more than 20 dinar, the 5 selah pidin haben. Ela, rather, you have to tweak it like this. Dalta shtusa, first deduct a sixth of the 25. V'zuz, and then another zuz to get you to your magic number. V'hanachan, the remainder of pidin haben. We've pidin haben. As the Gemara was still off, a bit below now. You've gone too far. Akadi is still Eshem Nechidan Kahavi, because if you take a 6 of 25, you're now at 20 and 5 sixths. Subtract another dollar, you're down at 19 and change. That's too little. Ella, rather, this is the correct method. First, take off the zuz, dal zuz. So now you're 24. Vishtus, and then a 6, and now you're at 20. Vahanach, and the rest, which is the 20 dinar, which is divided into 5 sela, which is 4 dinar per sela, you're right on, perfect. Bullseye, the pidin haben. Davalu, esra matkali. You have 20 dinarim, matkali dinram, which are weighed based on the weight of the dinar tsuri. Basically, right on target. Diinun esra matmanyo zuze, which in later generations, some say the goenim actually added this new number based on the currency in their days. So it equals Eshrim, didn't Eshrim etmanya, Zuzi, 28 local Zuzim, a palgi and a half, 28 and a half, a palgi dunk, and a half of a sixth, another 12th. That's going to be the magic number of Pidin HaBen. Okay, Amarav. Silim de Reis, you should know that the slime of the Torah, and we explained Sela and Shekel go together, so the Shkolim that we find, Shekel HaKodesh in the Torah, how much dinar per shekel? So we're assuming it's 4 dinar per shekel, because that's how it is nowadays. But Rabbi says, no, actually, it's less. Tlasa, it's 3 dinar, but Tilsa have in a third. So it's 3 and a third. How do I know? Eshrim gera a shekel. Torah says it's 20 gera per shekel. Okay, a gera is a silver coin, a small coin. We translate it in the unklus, Eshrim mayin. So the shekel weighs, or is valued at 20 ma. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, how much is a dinar? Sheish ma kesef dinar. Dinar is comprised of 6 ma. Okay, so if it's a total of 20, 6 times 3 is 18, plus a third of a dinar, right? The two ma, two remainders. So it's really 3 and a third, and not 4, as we're assuming. Now comes a kasha. So it's not 4? Not 4 dinar? Now we're meant to know that, see, I don't know on your own, that 4 dinar is 48 pundyonim. Pundyonim is a smaller, like a nickel, right? Because we learned this in Maseches Kedushin, Nafid Aleph Amud Aleph. Because each dinar is comprised of 6 ma, like we just said, and each ma has 2 pundyonim. So each dinar is 12 pundyonim. Times 4 is 48. So we're assuming that every sela, which has 4 dinar, is really 48 pundyonim. And that corresponds with the numbers that we speak all over the place, including the next price. But we'll be a kasha on Rava, who says, no, a sela is merely 3 and a third dinar, which is less than 48 punyan. It's only 40 punyan. Maybe it comes a kasha. A fellow grants, bequeaths his field to the Hegdish, comes back to redeem it. What's the set rate? Torah sets a set rate for it. It's 50 shkolim per chaymer seirim. It's an area you can plant a certain amount, so basically let's say $50 an acre, and you need to redeem, you need to pay based on the remaining years until Yovel. So basically, we take the 50 shekel, we split it, we divide it based on the workable years, based on the years between Yovel to Yovel, which is 49 years. So you take the 50 shekel and divide it to 49, it's basically a shekel plus a punyan per year. Okay, so let's say there's 2 years left to the Yovel, you'll pay a shekel per year, so 2 shekel plus 2 punyan. But the truth is that there's a bit more here. You're overpaying because if you divide the 50 into 49, right, 49 years, so it's 1 shekel per year, and the remaining shekel should be split into 49. But if you're giving a punyan, it's a 48th. So you're giving an extra punyan. You're paying 49 dinar plus 49 punyan, which is really more than 50 shekel. It's a punyan over. What's the point of extra? Because the seller of the kodesh, isn't it only 48? So this extra punyan, what's the point of overpaying? That's a bonus. That's like a service fee, freight, which is divided amongst the years. And Farshim explained, because when you pay in change, the gizbar, the treasurer, has to go and consolidate it, take it to the bank, and upgrade it to the higher, combine it to the higher, get himself a $50 bill, 50 shekel bill. So there's a service fee, so you're paying a little extra for that. Okay, bottom line is, what pertains to us is, it's clear in the Braisa that a selo / shekel, which is one and the same, is comprised of 48 punyan. Not only works based on our calculation that a selo is 4 dinar, each dinar is 12 punyan, etc., etc., but according to Rava, it's much less. Basar, the sifa alavayu. The answer is, Rava relates to the original value. But later on, they enlarged, they increased the value, which you can do in a minute, we'll see. They increased it by a sixth. That gets you to a bigger seller, which has 4 dinar, which is 48 punyan, as we explained. The Sanyas learned in a brisa that they had the power, they had the authority to increase the value of their coins. Esrim gerah shekel, right, that's the pasuk, 20 gerah per shekel. A man, we learn from you, shekel, shu esrim gerah, yeah. A shekel is 20 gerah. What if they want to add to it? Yosef, are they allowed to? Yes. Talmud Leimar, because it says Esrim Gerah Yihi Hashekel, you can remake it, rebrand it, you can increase its value. Yochel Yivchais, perhaps you can actually deduct as well. No, Talmud Leimar, Esrim Gerah Hu, as is. So you can't reduce, but you can increase. Okay, back to the Pidin HaBen. Rav Ashi had a Bechor, and he sent money to the Kayin on account of the Pidyon. Shadalei Shivzer Zuzi, chose to send 17 Zuz. How did he get to that amount? We'll see in a minute. L'Rav Acha B'Ridarvina, who was a Kayin, on account of B'Pidyon HaBen. Shalchei, so the Kayin sent back a message. Sorry, so Rav Ashi, the father, sent a message to the Kayin. I'm owed some change. L'Shadalei Mar, Master, please send me back the Tlosa, the third, the Tulsa. You say Rasa, a third of a dinar, the extra, the Ikalai Vayu, which is above the 5 Sela, because he was going with Rava's accounting that each Sela is 3 dinar and a third. So how much dinar is 5 Sela? 5 times 3 is 15. And each one is also a third. Right, so 5 times a third is 1 2/3, so it's really 16 2/3, and he sent him 17. I'm owed some change. So the coin sent back, actually there's a balance owing. You owe me an extra 3, which was added, so they increased the value, and now you're obligated to give based on the new value. Each seller has 4 dinar. Right? 4 times 5 is 20. You're short 3. Amar b'chanina. If you want to get an accurate understanding of the terminology, of the coin terminology in the Torah and the Vim Naksuvim, you meant to know as follows. Before you begin, here's the rule. Amar b'chanina called kesef, amar b'chanina stam. Wherever the Lashon shekel, kesef, is discussed in the Torah, without explaining, like by the Eved, it says kesef shleishim shkolim, right? So wherever we have the lashon kesef, that's the seller, as we discussed. The Nevi'im, when we find that lashon by Nevi'im, litrin, it's actually referring to a weight, like a liter, which is the mana, which is 25 seller of the Torah. It's a much bigger quantity. When you find these lashonos in ksuvim, the ksuvim, it's even bigger, kinterin. That's a currency, that's a weight, which is 100 seller of the Torah. Okay, so each generation, each culture had a different point of reference. Chutz min kaspi shel Efron, except, there's one exception by Efron, when he took payment from Marvina on account of the Maris HaMachpelah, that although in the Torah it would seem that it was just plain money, which would denote the lower case money, Sha'aval pi shekos b'Torah stam, even though it says kesef as is, it meant kinterin, of the highest value. Tichsiv, as the pasuk later explains, arba meyas shekel kesef over la soicher. It was the going rate, going currency, which is accepted everywhere, most valuable. Okay, so what's the currency that is sought after everywhere? U.S. dollar, right? So the kinterin. Yikaduch the kor the kintara. In fact, there are places where they refer to the kintara as tikla, as shekel. So even though the pasuk refers to it as shekel, but it was actually a reference to kintara. So here's the example of Omer. I'm a harbe vaisamat, right? He spoke boastfully, big deal, it's not a big deal, and then go ahead and take the largest form of payment. Amar v'yeshia. There was an interesting dilemma that we faced after the churban of a Beis HaMikdash. Bikshu lignois es kol kesef v'dor sheba'olam. Chachamim wanted to ban use of all the Kesef Azov, all the coins in the world, because of the golden sword that was looted from Yishalayim. So all the monies in the world were mixed in with that money, which was Asur, which was Hekdesh. So it was a problem. Until they discovered a pasuk in the Torah that it's allowed. Shehu Mutar. You can make use of money out there, despite possibility that you're going to encounter the Hegdish money. Shenamar, the pasuk speaks about the churban and says, "Ubo b'pritzim b'chidluah." The goyim will come in and be machalal, chalal is lashon of choil of chulin, which means Hashem gave them the power, the authority to sort of downgrade the status and render it choil and have it lose its kedusha by way of their attack and destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, what was the issue to begin with? So we're saying that halachically speaking, the coins would maintain their kedusha, if not for the Torah making an exception and giving the goyim the power to obliterate that kedusha, to remove that kedusha. What's the issue? I mean, most coins out there are not from Yerushalayim. So the coins of Yerushalayim comprise most, the majority of the currency out there in circulation. Why would I have to be concerned about, you know, a minority percentage? Elam Abaye says you're right. It was not a concern that related to all currencies, to all the coins out there. But there was a very specific Yerushalayim coin that certainly poses a concern because that's unique to Yerushalayim. If that was deemed Hegdish or strong possibility of Hegdish, then you have to lay off. If not for the pasuk allowing it. Elam Rabbi Bikshu Lignite wanted to ban dinara, that special dinar, Hadriyana, Tiriyana, Tiriyana, Shiyafa, the coin that we spoke about before, which was unique to Yerushalayim, nay, Tivash Yerushalayim, because they were Madbeyas, coins from Yerushalayim, which presented a concern of it being Hegdish money. So those coins only, until they found the pasuk which allowed it, Shemutar, Shanam Abova Pritzim, the Pritzim, the attackers will come in, and going forward, it loses its Kedush. Okay, turn to the base. Amar Vida Amar Rasi. As we said before, Kol Kesef, Ha'amar B'Teres Stam, right, all the money is in the Torah, relate to the value of Kesef Tzuri, as we explained in detail. But there's a different system, which was referred to by the Chachamim in the Mishnayos, V'Shal Devrei Kesef Medina. Whenever we speak about payments in the Lashon of Chazal, that we don't relate, right, to the Torah obligations, Kesef Medina, it relates to a lower value, a currency, which Rashi says is valued at an eighth, Rashi on the third line, Kesef Medina Shminis, or Kesef Tzuri. Okay, so it was a much lower value coin. Ask the Gemara Uklalu, so this is a rule, that Kesef in the Torah is Kesef Tzuri, Kesef in the Lashon of Chazal is Kesef Medina. Very Tana, what about the Halacha of Tana? Tana means you have a claim against another person, and the fellow partially admits, Moedah B'Mikta, so he's obligated to make a Shvua. So the Pasuk, in reference to this issue, refers to the Kesef. Tchsiv, Kiit Nishal Re'eyu. So Reuben entrusted Shimon with some money, allegedly Kesef, or Kalim, or utensils, Lishma to watch, and then something happened. He comes back to claim his items, he partially denied it. But Tanan, the Mishnah explains, there's a minimum value requirement to trigger this oath process. With Tanan, Shvos HaDayan, the Shvos that the judges will impose, must be based on some sort of minimal value on that claim. Atana, the Tan has to be Shtei Kesef. You have to come claim at least two Kesef. Now Kesef, here just means two silver coins. The mice, right, the smaller silver coins, which is two of which are really a third of a dinar, which is way less than a Kesef Tzuri. You're telling me that the Kesef in the Torah, which is the basis for this Shvua, Kesef HaKelim, needs to be Kesef Tzuri. Way more. Says the Gemara, that's an exception. Shani Hasam, there is different. The Chsiv, the Pasuk, in the same breath, refers to the Chsiv Kesef HaKelim, Kesef or utensils. And we compare the two. Just like a utensil doesn't have to be, you know, high value, like a Kesef Tzuri, Ma Kelim is just a Shnayim. Pretty much any two utensils would qualify to trigger this Shvua of Kesef Shnayim. Shnayim, likewise, you know, any silver coin of value doesn't have to be the highest form of currency. And likewise, in reverse, we compare the Kelim to the Kesef, Ma Kesef Dover Chash, just like Kesef is something of value. It's not like a cheap, you know, copper coin, it's a silver coin, which has value, which has prominence, of Kelim Dover Chash. Likewise, the kelim that we speak about here is something of prominence, not just a little, you know, needle or something. Okay, so that settles that. Next question. Vary Maser, what about redemption of Maser Sheni, where you transfer the Kedusha onto money, where there too we find the term Kesef in the Torah, so perhaps we should insist on Kesef Tzuri being used. The Sibba Tzarta Kesef Yadecha, you grab the money, take up to Yerushalayim, Tnan. We have a Mishnah which relates to copper coins being used for Pidyon Maser Sheni. It's not Peret Selah. Mimois Maser Sheni. So a fellow has lots of coins, you know, copper coins, Maser Sheni coins, and he's going to go consolidate it into a higher, you know, higher value coin to lighten his load up to Yerushalayim instead of sacks of pennies. He'll bring, you know, a couple of $1,000 bills. And has to be coins, actually. It's Kesef Tzura. Okay, so a higher value coin. But the pasuk relates to Kesef, Tata Kesef Yadecha, and the Mishnah refers to even copper coins being of legal tender in terms of Pidyon Maser Sheni. Haper Tzel Mois Maser Sheni. How's that? The answer is Kesef, Kesef Ribu. We find the term Kesef repeated numerous times to include even copper coins. Next question. Are Hegdish? What about redemption of Hegdish onto money? Tachsiv V'nasan HaKesef HaKamla. Again, a term Kesef. And still we see it works even on the coppers. Vamar Shmuel, Hegdish of a money. You have a high value Hegdish. Ideally, you should seek money of equal value. But let's say you didn't. Shechillah, he transferred that Kedusha onto something of very low value. I'll show a Pruta. Pruta is a silver coin. So a copper. Penny. Mechulah, that works. How does it work? It's not the Manet Suri. Hegdish Nami, there as well. Yel of Kedush, Kedush Master. We make a connection. He's a Roshava. But Meser Sheni, it says Kedush Bayim. Hegdish, it says Lashon of Kodesh. Kodesh, Kodesh, Master, and just like by Master, it works, even though it's not Kesef Tzuri, same with Hegdish. One final question. What about Bimekadesh and Isha? Or Kedusha Isha? Tachsiv? One of the sources for Kedusha Isha with money is the pasuk v'yatzachinim en kasef. Rashi brings the Gemara Kedushin. She's talking about a maid servant. She leaves free of charge, no money here, but there's money elsewhere, meaning by marriage there's money. So we learn that money can commence marriage, can make kedushin with money. Okay, but it's a lashon of kasef. How much do you need? You have to use a dinar or something of value. Even a pruto, a copper coin, pruto is something which is valued as a pruto. So good according to Beis Shammai, who say that at a minimum, you have to give the isha a dinar. So that works. A dinar, dinar tsuri. Okay? Which is the smallest in the tsuri currency. That works. But what about Beis Hillel? Copper coin was not found in the tsuri lineup. Lema Rabasi, are you going to tell me that Rabasi's rule only fits with Beis Shammai, Damak Beis Shammai, and not like Beis Hillel, which is the accepted practice? Ella, we have to revise Ravasi's rule. Itmach, we learned it was like this. Amar Rav Yudam Ravasi. Kol Kesef, he adds one word. Kol Kesef, Katsuf, Hamar B'Torah. Whenever we find a set, fixed Kesef in the Torah, it's aligned with Kesef Tzuri. Shadavrayim, but when we find the discussion of money in the Mishnais, etc., Kesef Medina, it's the lower valued currency. So he's referring only to set payments, like the 30 on account of the Derevet, 50 of the Oynes, 50 of the Nafata, etc., etc. Or the 5 of the Pidna Ben. As opposed to other matters which involve money, like Pidyon, Maser Sheni, and Hegdesh, and Kedusha, no, there's no need to tap into Kesef Tzuri only. Now, what's his point? What's his Iker lesson here? My Kamashmon. Tanina, we already have it in the Mishnah. It's a straight Mishnah, right? That all these fixed payments are meant to be executed using Kesef Tzuri. Tanina, Chamesh Lamin Shel Ben, V'chul. The main part was the second part of the statement. Shel Devarim, Kesef Medina, Tzrichli, is coming to teach the second part. That money matters discussed in the words of the Chachamim relate to the lower currency, Kesef Medina. It's not, as we find in the Mishnah, which discusses a payment of such value. It's not, the Tekeh L'Chaveri, two pshatim tekeh. One pshat, Rashi says he slapped him in his ear. One pshat is he blew into the ear, embarrassed him. Tekeh L'Chaveri, so Chachamim penalized him. Penalized this violent fellow. Next thing they sell, he owes him a seller. Which seller? Lo Yitem, don't think it means seller, the Arba Azuzi, the high value one with the four Azuz. Rather, it means an eighth of that. A Lepalga D'Zuz, a half of a Azuz. The Korean, she's a seller, Palga D'Zuz. As people refer to the half of Azuz as a seller, so basically, it was a relatively low value coin. In fact, we have a story about this. Chanan, his name was Chanan Pisha, the bad fellow. We'll see in a minute how bad he was. So, Tukali Lahu Gavra, so he did this key onto the other guy's ear. And Asla Kameda Rav Huna, next time he came to Rav Huna, Chanan, Rav Huna says, hey, here's the bill. Amalei Havli Palga D'Zuzi, you owe the fellow half a Zuz for what you did to him. Havayika, so what happened? Havayika Zuz of Macha. So Chanan had this coin which was rubbed out, which he couldn't really use, but he had with him a coin. Now, he didn't mind paying it because, in any case, it was not going to get him much. He couldn't use it, in the market. But he didn't want to overpay. He owed him a half a Zuz. He didn't want to give him a Zuz. So what does Chanan Bisha do? Original fellow, Zuz Machalid Leinafik, which he couldn't spend. So what did he do to get his money's worth? Takal Achrina gave the fellow another whap, and now he said, okay, we're good to go. Here's the Zuz. A half plus a half as a whole. You have any LA? He gave him the full Zuz. Shleishim shel Evet, Chamishim shleishim afat. Okay, so the Mishnah lists all the payments which are based on Monatsuri. And actually concludes as well. If you look back at the Mishnah, it starts by saying Manatsuri and it ends Ekulon Niftin, right? Ekulon B'Shekel Manatsuri, which sounds like a repetition. So what's the point of repeating the same? It already stated in the beginning of the Mishnah. The answer is that the Mishnah is reiterating that not only is the Mefata going to be doing his payment based on this currency, because there it says kesef yishkel, which is the right words. But by oinasim, it doesn't say the word shekel. So perhaps it does not have to be paid off in the same manner. Oinasim, it's a shema, yitzrich, that is needed. Because I would think perhaps, kivin loksibu shekolim, since in those contexts there's no mention of the word shekel, perhaps anything goes, a dinar, even not a shekel. Even a dinar, a lower value. Dinar tsuri. Has to be tsuri, but a dinar. Kamash, when comes to the mission, comes back and says, no. Kesef tsuri, meaning it's got to be the shekel of tsuri. The melaf, kyalf ma'adid, because they learn from each other. We equate the payment of the oynes, matishamet, the payment of the mefata, and all those which are comprised of Sloim Surim, and likewise the payments for the Oynes Meitzer Shem are based on Rav Asi's rule that whenever we have a fixed set payment in the Torah, you've got to give the Selat Suri value. Now all payments can be done cash or something of value, except for Machzah Shekel. It's got to be money only, Chutz Min Ashkol Tana. Here comes a Braisa, Chutz Min Ashkol, except for Ashkol and payments, Maaser. Another example of cash only, chilu maser sheni, and thirdly, vary oyin, the purchase of the carbon oila when you go to Beis Hamikdash for the Yom Tov, cash only. How do we know shkolim? This non mitzarif and shkolim darbeinis. We find a Mishnah where the townspeople sent their matzah shekels. The fellow wants to lighten his load. He can consolidate it to darbeinis. A darben was a high value gold coin, so they couldn't just switch it with a gold bar, had to be coin. So you see that it has to be maintained as cash. Did it to lighten the load. Okay, in any case, you see coins only. The transfer of the Kedusha of Master, the Chilu Master, is only money as well. The Chesev Tzarta Kesev Yadech, it has to be a Kesev, it has a Tzura form, which means legal currency. And finally, the Oyoin. The purchase of the Oilas Riyah and the Yerushalayim was only meant to be done with money. Why? To avoid a scene so that people don't come running to the Beis HaMikdash with their sacks of scraps of silver. Tanya Rav Yosef, he explained in a Braisa. Tanya Rav Yosef brought a Braisa which explains Shelo Yavi Siga shouldn't come along with these scraps and nuggets, Lazara. And that's why it was established as cash only to keep the decorum in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so in a nutshell, we have a rule. Kesef in the Torah is based on the Suri system. And whenever we have the set rate in the Torah, it's based on the Selat Suri, Shekel Suri, that relates to the five Slaim of Pidna Ben and many other payments. Whereas the money is discussed in the regarding the rabbinic obligations, such as the fellow who was Tekeh L'Chaveroi, there it relates to Kesef Medina, which is merely an eighth of the Selat Suri. Okay, so how much is the Pidna Ben? It's five shekel, which is five Selat Suri, which turns out that was really increased. The value of the Selat Suri was increased vis-a-vis the value of the shekel in the Beis HaMikdash. We have in the Torah, we have a pasuk that allows us to increase the value by a sixth. But as the Gemara points out, other matters that relate to money, like Pidina Maser Sheni, Hegdash, Kedusha Ish, even though they relate to Kesef as well, but there's no requirement to have it aligned with the Tzuri system. You can use even copper coins. Another point we mentioned is that regarding payments in general, you can use cash or even something of value, except for three things. Masa shekel, money is meant to be an expression of your neshama, right? Matbeah shel eish. When Menachah says that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu matbeah shel eish, he says, how could a person do kapara by giving money? How does money relate to his neshama? Different world, different realm, different dimension. No, matbeah shel eish. Somehow the matbeah will represents a person's nefesh. A person could use his money to to buy food for his nefesh. A person puts in his whole life to earn his money, right? So the money is representative of the person, and that's what he gives to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hashem, for the karbonis, which go up. So that has to be cash only. Likewise, Maser Sheni, V'tarat HaKesef, and Re'oyoin, to keep the decorum of the Beis HaMikdash. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.